You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This past spring, we reported on a tragic hit-and-run accident in East Oakland. A mother and her six-year-old son were leaving a laundromat when they were killed by a car while crossing the street. The business Family Laundry, along with the Fruitvale community, recently honored the late Alma Soraya Vasquez Garcia and her son, Angel. During the ceremony, representatives from the city of Oakland made a big announcement. Here with an update is KALW's East Oakland reporter Janae Darton and our former transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So Eli, you first reported on this story back in May. Can you remind us of what happened?
Yeah, it was just an awful tragedy. There were three people crossing the street on a Saturday evening before sunset. A young woman named Alma, 30 years old, her six-year-old son, Angel, and his uncle, Jamie Garcia, who was in his early 20s. They were leaving the local laundromat called Family Laundry and crossing Foothill Boulevard at 26th Avenue. And while they're doing that, this Mercedes comes and smashes into all three of them. The mother and son both died. The uncle, Jamie, was knocked unconscious, and 5 months later, he's still in a coma.
And what happened to the driver?
The driver went on the run and was eventually captured in Virginia. But for a lot of locals, this wasn't just about one reckless driver. It was really about unsafe streets.
You said unsafe streets. Tell us more.
So the street where it happened, Foothill Boulevard, gets a lot of fast car traffic. It's a long, wide street. And the spot where the crash happened is a residential area, but there aren't a lot of traffic stops there. So after this hit and run, residents in Fruitvale really campaigned to get a traffic light at that intersection.
Justice for Jamie! We need safety! Justice for Jamie! We need safety!
And did the city do anything?
Well, they did. Just about a week after the crash, they painted new crosswalks at the intersection and painted a bright purple island in the middle of one of those crosswalks and surrounded it by reflective posts. So that was something, but, you know, residents still wanted more. They wanted a traffic light. And the laundromat, Family Laundry, really became a center of their activism. It hosted vigils for the family, and it had an event where local kids drew traffic lights like they wanted the city to install. So that was kind of an amazing thing for me to see in the aftermath of this tragedy, that this little laundromat could become a place for healing and also demanding action.
And Janae, you went to Family Laundry recently for a dedication ceremony. What happened?
Family Laundry, Hannah, they have a community room, and kids gather there to read books, and they get ESL tutoring. So they named the room in honor of Alma and her son, Angel. The mood was mixed. You know, there were tacos and music, and kids were making buttons with the Oakland Public Library, and the buttons had Angel and Alma's face on them. It was festive, but it was emotional, too.
Right.
And here's Family Laundry co-owner Laura Gavada speaking to the children who use a community room. Many of them are from immigrant families like Angel.
I was a little girl just like you, and I didn't speak English. And, you know, I really appreciate all the strength, all the joy, all the reading you do in the room. And Angel's face and his memory is always going to live in the books inside the library. Okay.
So a celebration of life of sorts, but a big tragedy. And those people in the neighborhood have been advocating for safer streets.
Yes.
What did the city of Oakland have to say?
They dropped some big news at the dedication ceremony. One of the speakers was Ryan Russo. He's Oakland's director of the Department of Transportation. And he shared that the city was going to build a concrete pedestrian island with flashing yellow lights on Foothill and 26th Avenue. And that's where Alma and Angel were hit. Now, right now, there's a painted island, as Eli mentioned earlier. The island allows you to cross one lane of traffic. Then you wait in this large center space, look for traffic from the other direction before crossing. So I crossed there, Hannah, and it felt safer. Then at the intersection of Foothill and 27th Avenue, so like one block over, they will install a traffic signal. Now, Hannah, they definitely need a stoplight there because even though I was parked on 27th, I did not feel safe crossing the street. So I actually walked over to 26th to cross at the island.
Okay. So it's an issue across blocks all up and down the street then. How did people react to this news?
They applauded. They applauded. And I talked to the staff at Family Laundry, and they said people were pleased but shocked that the city took action. But however, these new protections for pedestrians, they're going to take some time.
How much time?
So Ryan Russo, again, from the Department of Transportation, says they won't begin construction until the end of next year. But there will be a temporary stop sign on 27th Avenue until the traffic light is installed.
Why does it take so long?
I asked Ryan Russo the same question.
Traffic signals are now costing in California on the order of $400,000 to $500,000. They are, you know, significant construction activities. They need to be connected to the electrical grid. They need to stand up to an earthquake and other things.
Now, Hana, other government entities have funded traffic signals, but Russo says this is the first city-funded traffic signal that has been added in at least a decade. Mm. But he explained that during the passage of the city's budget in June, they were able to fund over $700,000 for improvements for both intersections. But in the meantime, Hana, you know, pedestrian injuries are very high in areas like East Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. A lot of Oakland's most dangerous intersections are in the poorer neighborhoods, and the city even released a report 2 years ago that showed that.
And Russo mentioned this during his speech.
And I'm going to be honest. If the school that my kids went to, my white kids went to, had these kinds of crashes, the city would spend more money and resources to build the kinds of improvements that I'll tell you about.
Then he went on to say that the department needs the community's voice so the city can do a better job. But East Oakland residents have been complaining about the need for safer, walkable streets for years, since I was a kid and before Russo took his job. Mm. And Hana, in October, a few blocks from where Angel and his mom were killed, a 45-year-old woman crossing on Foothill with her 4-year-old niece was hit and killed by a car. And that woman was also a mother. And the city, they added plastic curbing in the center of the road to prevent people from making sharp left turns. You know, this has been a serious issue for a long time.
Right. It is not new.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not. And Oakland is finally coming around to recognizing that the most dangerous streets are generally in the poorest areas. And their plans for improvements are supposed to now take equity into account to help those neighborhoods more. But as we've been talking about, traffic lights are built so slowly that it will take a long time for neighborhoods to really feel the change because of that change in policy.
Okay. Thank you, Eli and Janae.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was KALW's East Oakland reporter Janae Darden and our former transportation reporter Eli Wirtschafter. You can find more of their stories online at kalw.org.